88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Well, looky there. awesome radio head talk show host by request. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Oh, it's Jason Friday. Welcome aboard.
Thank thy.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. For some, this Friday came real quick because they were off on Monday.
That's right. Yeah, I know. It's for some, as you said.
What did you have for lunch? You have very bad breath.
I know.
Sausage?
Yeah.
Onions?
Chili dogs.
Okay, so that was a request. We got a, we pulled out the old mailbag. Someone slid into my DMs. I'm so sorry, Jason.
What?
Eric Dominguez said, hey, can you play talk show host? And I thought we had that in our library. I had to pull that out and do a special Slater edit.
Wait, what? How do we not have that?
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That was from the Street Spirit Fade Out EP. So here we are doing our radio show. We are popping into New York City this weekend. We haven't been there for like 6 years.
It has it too long.
And we're going to play some New York songs coming up. But this week, we co-host a podcast called 'Cause I Have To, When Living Your Dream
Is the Only Option.
And we had singer-songwriter Olivia Barton on. I did an album dive into her record, Big Sad, this week. I love her so much. We saw her at the Troubadour. How good was that?
She is so good. She is such a sweetie. Had a blast.
So we do this special section at the end of our podcast where we ask five quick questions. This was one of them. Okay, question number one. You are a self-described crier. We noticed it earlier today. You almost cried. name the last thing you cried about. And was it within the last few minutes of this podcast?
Okay, so yeah. I cried about my dead mentor. So that would be number one. But I also cried this morning about feeling lonely. And that is in regular occurrence. So not the loneliness, but the crying about something in the morning time. So I cried this morning and then again about a few minutes ago.
Okay, well, we're on track.
Oh, my God.
She's a good crier.
Crier of the year.
We're going to go back to 2022, her album, This Is a Good Sign. This is another great song from Olivia Barton. I don't sing my songs. It's Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I don't I'm Olivia Barton, and you're listening to Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
New York is in New York without you, love. So far in a few blocks to be so low. And if I call you from First Avenue, we're the only motherfucker in the city who can handle me. New love wasn't true love, back to you, love. So much for a home run with some blue bloods. If I last draw. So if I trade out for some Hollywood, well, you're the only motherfucker in the city who would, only motherfucker in the city who would, only motherfucker in the city who forgive me.
Did you hear me air pianoing?
I did. I saw and I heard.
That is St. Vincent and New York. I always call that song a postcard to New York. And we are going to New York for the weekend. New York.
New York.
New York.
New York.
We have not been back to New York in 6 friggin' years.
And the last time we were there was the most magical, monumental.
Oh, we saw Radiohead at Madison Square Garden.
Twice.
Two days in a row. That was pretty good. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday and a Friday, everybody. I'm your midday host. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour.
That's right.
For Friday and a Friday on the SoCal
Sound.
So we're playing some songs with, we just started with that St. Vincent one, but New York themed a bit. And I just wanted to tell this amazing story, if you don't mind, Jace.
I love it. Do it.
So I was living in New York. You two came
okay.
to play Madison Square Garden.
Weird.
Now, okay, I'm going to get serious for a minute.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what tour this story is coming from, but please remember that I was living in New York during 9/11.
Right.
And right after that, U2 came and they did a show at the Garden and they put all like the victims' names up on the wall. It was very, very touching.
Wow.
But there was a time when I saw U2 at the Garden. I think it was another show. And after the show, I walked out of the venue and in the streets outside of Madison Square Garden, I started singing, "A Mole! Digging in a hole," and the whole crowd started singing along.
Oh my God, I'm getting goosey just thinking about it.
It was one of the most memorable moments of my life, so great. So I think we got to play some U2 right now to take us back there.
Do it.
It is Friday and a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. We'll be right back.
you tell me something true? I believe in you. We'll be right back.
is Interpol and NYC 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. Isn't that fun?
It is, because it's party time.
It's really one of the best shows on the radio.
Yeah, it really is.
If you'd like to catch an archive, if you even miss part of this show, it will archive on our website at thesocalsound.org. We've got a New York theme going because we're scooting to New York for the weekend.
Quick little scoot.
We're jet setters.
That's right.
Pretty much.
We do.
I love the line in that song. What is it? The subway, she is a porno.
Yeah.
I've heard the subways are... I'm scared that we haven't been back to New York in 6 years. I heard everything's bad.
I know. I feel like we're going to be... I'm hoping we're not going to be bummed
out. My friends say the subways have really gone down. Yeah. Like, you used to just be able to ride them all the time. Now they're dangerous.
By the way, they used to call it the depths of hell. Now it's beyond that. So what's beyond that? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, so in our program on Fridays, I like to tease the new 88.5 album dive I'm going to play next week. So each week I pick a brand new record. We dig a little deeper into it. I hope you guys enjoyed Olivia Barton. We played some of Olivia Barton earlier, but her EP called Big Sad. I am such a big fan. I am so championing that artist. She's so great.
Yeah, she really is.
Looking forward to it. She's already working on some new music for a full-length record. But we've got the band Middle Kids. They just put out, a week ago, they put out a new record, and it's called Faith Crisis Part 1.
Whoa.
So we're going to dig into that album all next week. So every day, just after noon next week, hear a couple tracks from that record. I've got a song that I don't think we've played yet on the air here. It's coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Support comes from Evensong Entertainment, presenting Rufus Wainwright, performing the music of Kurt Weill with the Pacific Jazz Orchestra and special guest Gloom, March 2nd at the United Theater on Broadway. Tickets and info at pacificjazz.org. Just a jackknife
as old Mackie. The SoCal Sound has your chance to see Shannon and the Clams at the Wiltern on October 3rd. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, you can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Shannon and the Clams, the Wiltern, October 3rd.
Love comes in many forms. We love it when you donate any vehicle, small or large, running or not. Every vehicle donation fuels programs you love here at the SoCal Sound. We take care of everything, and it's all free to you. Plus, you'll earn the tax credit, and your gift is tax deductible. The pickup is free, and it's super easy to get started. Call 877-527-6123 or donate online at thesocalsound.org.
88.5, the SoCal Sound, where Southern California finds new music.
The life is very fine between free and paralyzed, and I'm writing it all the time. My breath is my life, my mind's a parasite, and it's eating me alive. I am one bend away from a break, I am one step away from the precipice of crazy. I am
That's probably my favorite song on that album. That is brand new music from Middle Kids. It's called Bend, and the new album is Faith Crisis Part 1. It just came out a week ago. We're going to do an album dive into it next week, and I can't wait. So we're going to hear new tracks off of it each weekday, just after noon. What do you think of that one?
That is so good. I really, really dig it. Oh, my gracious.
I love the lyrics. I sip from the cup, but it's never enough. I think the well has all dried up. I think the world is all beat up. Yeah, we had to do a little edit there.
Yeah.
Hopefully that worked out. But yeah, I also love, what's the thing? I am one bend away from a break. I am one step away from the precipice of crazy.
That is deep.
Middle Kids going through some stuff,
I'm
guys.
Digging it, Middle Kids.
Okay, so that was just a little one-off to do a tease of our album dive next week. We're doing some songs about New York. We are waxing poetic about our time in New York. What was your favorite one? The first time we went to New York, we hit everything at the exact right moment. We went to the Empire State Building.
Oh, God.
We got, like, my friend got us tickets to Yankee Stadium behind home plate.
Yes.
What else did we do? It was crazy. All my favorite restaurants. We walked the Brooklyn Bridge, Central Park.
We did. Yep. We did every single thing. You were the best tour guide.
Thank you. Well.
All the restaurants were still open. Your favorite pizza spot, Nino's, Sammy's, Chinese. All your
favorite. Yeah, both of those are
closed. I know. It's like, it's so that, you know, but we got over that depression when we were there in 2018. so good. This will be my first time in the winter.
Oh,
ooh.
It is pretty cold there.
I know. I can't wait. I love it.
All right, we're going to continue our program, Friday on a Friday, with some Sonic Youth. This is New York City Ghosts and Flowers.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of spooky. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
When the phone rang, 3 in the morning, dead middle of night, there was nothing on the line. I set back the silent receiver. Tiny flames lit in my head. Hey, did any of you freaks here ever remember Lenny? can't remember his last name. He's turned to dust now, one of the chosen few. Left out in the rain, out of town again. Left out in the rain, ocean bound, I guess. Between the mattress and a column of hazy faces, I remember every word you said. Every word you said. The door was open, but the way was not lit. And there was no way out of my head. On a crimson highway by a chrome bumper, I last saw you. Inclined to thrive. Evening fireflies lit sparks around your head. But wait a minute, let's back up a bit. Some famous stars were busted down on Fashion Avenue, impersonating real men, not knowing who they really were. We'll be right back.
face of the plateau. Some belong to strangers and some to folks you know. Holy ghosts and talk show hosts are planted in the sand. Beautify the foothills, shake the many hands. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. You see a lot of the mop, then you can't stop and look at what you've done. Plateau's clean, no dirt to be seen in the work, it was fun. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. See a lot of there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you got words? Hands began to scan around for the next plateau. Some say it was Greenland, some say Mexico. Others decided it was nowhere except for where they stood. Those were all just guesses, wouldn't help you if they could.
Nirvana, Plateau, MTV Unplugged New York.
It takes me back. My first bass player, my oldest friend, Charlie, him and I would play that and I would make up my own lyrics to it.
I bet they were really silly.
We did it. We recorded it and then we times it by like five. So it was very fast. It was fun. It was very funny.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday on this great radio station that is member supported public radio. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We're just bringing you some jams.
Yeah.
We're doing a little New York theme.
We're getting ready to jam out with the jams to New York.
That's right. If you don't mind me telling another story, guys.
I love it.
You know, I'm just being a little storyteller. So I lived in New York, and there was a time when I went rollerblading down the west side of Manhattan.
Yep.
And I was listening to PJ Harvey's album, which is Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. PJ Harvey.
I believe that is correct.
So anyway, I was rollerblading because it was cool. Yeah, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. And it started pouring and thunderstorming. And I had my little earbuds in with my little CD Walkman. And I listened to this album from PJ Harvey. And it was another life-changing – I had so many life-changing events in New York. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you were there at like such a prime time too. I mean, you really, really were for so many reasons. For
back
radio,
in 1920, it was the greatest time to be in New York.
For radio reasons, for many reasons. It was very, very cool.
So we're going to do a twofer of PJ Harvey.
Ooh,
Tom York might show up here somewhere, but we're going to start. You okay over there?
Yeah.
You said something. It is 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
On a rooftop in Brooklyn, watching the lights flash in Manhattan. I see your five bridges, the Empire State Building, and you said something that I've never forgotten. Lean against railings, describing the colors and the smells of our homelands, acting like lovers. How did we get here to this point of living?
On screen, impossible. I just wanna say, don't ever change.
Don't ever change now, baby.
And thank you.
And thank you.
I don't think we will meet again.
I don't think we will meet again.
And we must leave now. Before the sun rises over the skyscraper.
Before the sun.
And the city landscape comes into being.
Skyscraper.
Sweat on my skin.
This mess we're in.
Officially bring back twofers. That's PJ Harvey with Tom York and The Mess We're In, coming out of You Said Something, Songs About New York. We're about to wrap up today's edition of Friday on a Friday,
oh,
Jace.
Oh, does that mean we get to leave and go to New York? Okay.
And have some slices of pizza midnight tonight? You better believe it. You better believe it.
Yeah, I really... I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. So, guys, the weekend is upon us. I hope you take some time for yourself. Listen to some great music. Maybe, you know, keep this station on. Use the free SoCal Sound app. It's the easiest way to listen to the station.
Also, that app rocks. I'm serious. This isn't a sales pitch. Just download it for free and use that. It is precise. It is precision.
All right. I'm sure we'll have many stories next week about our travels, our quick travels.
Yep.
I was in a band in New York called Plankton.
Oh.
Some might say it's the best band that never was. And we used to do a cover of this next song I'm about to play. And I recently got a video of it from like 45 decades ago.
It was very cool, I got to tell you.
We would start with a jazz intro.
Yes.
And then we would kick it into it. And a female singing the song was pretty rad. I just want to say, Plankton... Forever. There needs to be a Plankton reunion. Maybe when we're in New York, we'll gather the guys and be like, let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. We've got hopefully, I don't know how much time we have, a couple more songs. Andy only has a couple more shows left.
Oh, my gracious.
Andy's leaving.
No.
He's going to, he's leaving LA and going to Chicago. So we are looking, you know, we're going to tune into his last few shows. He leaves on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be sad, but also...
I'm super happy for him.
Yeah, it's like absolutely.
I love a great new adventure, and that's what he's going to have. So Andy's up next. But come on, everybody. You better crank this up, and you better rock it out.
Crank it.
Until next time.
My pretties.
Back and watch out. start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can